This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited here to join us. Toll-free number 855-453, like freedom. Launch here into the second hour with you tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And also, we've got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available to you, so jump on in there at discord.lrn.fm. You should get the Discord app first, although there is a web version, so you can try it out. But you can't. I don't think you can use the call-in rooms with the web version. You can just use the web version for chatting with our other listeners, which is a fine reason to use Discord. You don't have to be a caller to use Discord. It's just there for you if you want
to
sound
lots
like...
Lots of features to Discord.
Yeah, if you want to sound like you're sitting in the studio with us. Once again, discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. You can bring up what you want. He's Don in Connecticut. Don, where are you at in Connecticut tonight?
Hey, good evening.
That is going to say goodbye to you. So, goodbye. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
How did he make you so mad?
Oh, I don't get mad about it. I just don't want somebody wasting my airtime. And all he does is say the same thing over and over again. So, we don't have a whole lot of rules here on Free Talk Live. It's open phones any night of the week, which means you can call in about anything you want. But if you make a habit of calling in about the exact same thing every single time you call, at some point, I'm going to get a little tired of it, and I'm going to say, okay, well, we've heard about that enough.
That's enough.
So, if you're going to keep calling, you need to change it up. You need to give us something else to talk about. Or else you're going to be done. And he was told and warned more than once. I warned him more than once before I banned him. I told him he was going to get banned if he did it, and he did it again. And so then I banned him for 3 months. And I'm going to keep extending the ban by 3 months every time he calls in during the banned period. So, it's just going to keep going. He's just never going to get – because apparently he's just too incompetent to understand the fact that he's been banned.
He is in a crazy house.
Well, that's what he claims. Oh. He claims to call from a mental ward. He's also claimed to call from the jail. Again, I don't want to get into his ridiculous calls. Let's go on and talk to Dave in New Hampshire. But we have a dump machine, so if you think you can get around the ban, congratulations. All 12 viewers on Twitch just heard what you had to say, which was almost nothing. And that's about it. Everybody else pretty much got that dumped. Go ahead, Dave. You're calling
from searching the good name of the Twitch viewers.
Go ahead, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave in New Hampshire.
Yeah, there is a kind of a long-standing tradition in New Hampshire. We call it a 10-year-old tradition, I guess, of what I call open carry litter pickups.
Yeah. Tell me more.
And not much has been going on for the last 5 of those 10 years, but the process or the practice was sort of revived this month.
I feel like this has been going on for more than 10 years because I recall it happening before I even moved up here back in 2006. So I'm going to say this has been going on for at least a dozen, or at least it went on as long back as 12 or 13 years ago. This is old activism. It's great stuff, though.
So what happened is, I guess it must have been August 16th, they had one in Manchester, although they didn't necessarily call it officially an open carry litter pickup. They used the term open carry when they were announcing it. Were just kind of saying, open carry is optional, basically. And
gotcha.
Which is, the same as an open carry litter pickup in a sense. Because, we weren't forcing people to carry guns back in the day when we did them.
Yeah, that just sounds like a bad plan, forcing people to carry guns.
For sure.
But this was, so there's this place in Manchester, they call it That Place, and it's just sort of a...
It's a club.
Like
it's an activist club.
In the Keene, there's sort of a center.
It's an activist club. People don't know what the KAC is. You reference the KAC, but people don't know what that is. The Quill is an activist club in Manchester. It started out as kind of this secretive thing, and obviously it is no longer a secret. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's nice to see them doing that. They've sort of cleaned up their own neighborhood, basically. And it's not, you know, they're not in the worst neighborhood in New Hampshire, but it's definitely not the best either. So the, you know, it's nice to see that. I hope to see that more often.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were just commenting that it was nice to see it, that the activists got back out there and they did the open carry. There wasn't any kind of issue with the police. There was no conflict. It was a relatively peaceful, successful open carry as far as people went out, picked up garbage, and they wore guns while, some of them wore guns while doing it.
Probably some of them were wearing. I didn't see any coverage of it or anything like that, so I don't know exactly how. I didn't go. But the
Coverage of it, how do you know it actually happened?
Well, that's a good point. They announced it was going to happen, and they announced that before the 16th. And that's
well,
the
I heard once upon a time that somebody announced in Manchester that there was going to be a DUI checkpoint, and the only person who went out to it was Bill Domenico, and he sent out a couple of Pork 411s, which is an alert messaging system that we have here in New Hampshire, asking people why they didn't come out. And further explained that there was an event at that very same club that you were talking about that very same night with featuring Adam Kokesh, at which said DUI checkpoint was announced. And so there were at least 30 people, he said, that heard said announcement of that happening, and not a single one of them actually came out to do it. So I would be very careful saying that something actually happened just because it was announced. I'm not saying it didn't happen. Maybe it did. But if nobody took a picture, if nobody got a video clip, if nobody shared those things online in some sort of form, then ultimately, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody was around to see it happen, does it really matter?
So the biggest difference is the difference between zero and one, so I'm glad Bill was there. But the other
Was there. Oh, Bill was there. I'm sorry. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. The other thing worth mentioning is that I guess there was an open carry rifle event in New Hampshire about 9 years ago.
Hmm.
And I think it's possible that, that, of course, was also more or less ignored by the police. And, you know, once one of those has been ignored by the police, it's pretty easy to get pistols ignored by the police.
Well, this is New Hampshire. Frequently, the police, if they do pay attention to an open carrier, it'll usually be in a friendly manner. They'll usually be seemingly genuinely interested in what kind of gun you're carrying. A lot of the cops in New Hampshire are into guns. The ones that were raised in New Hampshire are more likely to be into guns and genuinely, like, not trying to, like, strip your gun from you and take it. They actually might want to actually look at it and admire it. I've seen this happen. I'm not speculating on that.
I would be incredibly too... I don't know
well,
what I would want
police,
to do.
Well, so...
Well, I don't... Even hating them and being afraid of them are kind of two separate issues. If a cop's like, hey, let me see your gun, I just want to check it out, like, I don't want to, like... Hand you a gun.
Well, you don't have to. No. He's just asking you.
It's generally not a practice to hand your gun over to somebody.
Yeah.
Generally, it's not.
Like, if it wasn't a cop, that's really not a thing you should be doing in the first place. Hey, let me see your gun. No.
Well, if it's a total stranger, yeah, you probably don't want to do that. But if it's somebody
you
know.
Which is what a cop is.
Right. But if it's somebody that you know, then...
Even still, if my friend's like, oh, yeah, let me check out your gun while we're walking down the sidewalk. No, because you don't unholster guns while you're walking down the sidewalk.
Right, because that could be considered brandishing. In that case?
The state aside, even in the absence of the state, you don't just, like, hang around like, hey, we're in this public place. Let's pull out some guns.
Right. This is New Hampshire. I've seen it happen. Well, I've been in a parking lot.
That doesn't make it appropriate.
I've seen driving down the wrong way of the street happening.
It. Hold on. The government required it for a time period. So only just recently
did
the government in New Hampshire actually allow for concealed carry without a permit. What happened before this was that concealed carry was legal with a permit, but if you're in a car,
that was considered like a coat, and it was no longer open carry.
Yeah, so if you didn't have the permit and you were in a car, you had to, like, when you're getting out of the car, you had to take the gun from some kind of a locked area or whatever, you know, the trunk or wherever it is that you had it. And then you have to then put it on at that point in a parking lot or whatever. So if you're getting out to go into a restaurant, you're strapping up right there as though you're going to go, you know, maybe rob the place. Somebody could see that happening and think that, right? Like, my God, somebody's, you know, arming up for a robbery.
Well, it's supposed to be unloaded. So you're supposed to sit in the parking lot
and load
your gun.
Right.
And then with your gun still in your hand, get out of the car, and then put it in the holster.
Yeah.
Is what you were supposed to do.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
But they fixed that.
Yes, they finally fixed that. Now you can conceal carry without a permit, which means you can conceal in a car without a permit. So that was fixed in 2017. Kudos to, I guess, the state reps who put that one forward.
Somebody came to their senses.
Yeah. So, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But, hey, to note to all those activists out there announcing events, take a damn picture and post a blog. Let people know what's happening here. Oh, you got more? Hang on, Dave. We'll bring you back. Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Coming up, family leave. Melanie is fired up about this as an issue. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. With you tonight, it is Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And speaking of Melanie, she is a tax professional. She's an accountant. And she can take on your business. Maybe you've got a small business, or maybe you've just got your own personal taxes that you want a professional to help you with. Somebody who actually hates the government. Somebody who has such a fiery, burning anger towards the state that it will come out and benefit you, because she's going to do whatever it is that she can do to make sure you don't pay
within the law
as much as you don't have to pay.
Let's not forget that, not just that, but she's a graduate of law school.
That's
so she
true.
Has a reasonably good idea about what's going to, you know, get you in trouble and what's not.
Exactly. Melanie, any, news, developments, things you want to share with our listeners? Or?
I mean, it's August, so there's not a whole lot going on. I'm just doing bookkeeping, which is really just tax prep for people who have small businesses, just, you know, before the end of the year, making sure they have everything set up.
Mm-hmm.
Some stuff you can have until that April 15th deadline. That's mostly IRAs, though. Most stuff you don't. Once it's January 1st, it either happened or it didn't.
So if you want some help, reach out to Melanie directly at tax.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right over to her website. That's taxtax.freetalklive.com. We still have Dave Ridley with us here from RidleyReport.com. Dave, you were calling in to announce what you consider to be good news, and that is that open carry litter pickups have returned to the city of Manchester in New Hampshire as part of the activist migration that's been going on here for well over a decade. Actually, I guess about 15 years since you first originally showed up, Dave. You were one of the first arrivals as part of this migration way back.
And we know for sure that the announcement for this litter pickup occurred.
And back in the day in Manchester, there were activists who actually did these open carry litter pickups. There was video footage of some police giving some trouble to Russell Canning, I think it was, who was involved in one of these events, if I recall correctly, and that was really, you know, pretty excellent, entertaining footage. However, I asked you if the people who had announced this particular event had actually gotten any footage or even a photograph of the event happening, and you said you had not seen anything like that. Melanie, during the break, you actually said, and you live in Manchester, so you kind of run in some of these circles.
I don't live where the quill is.
Yeah, but you run in some of these circles, so like you're on social media, you probably see some of the posts, right?
Yeah, so I remember there being an announcement for that event a while ago. Whether or not there was another one more recently, I don't know.
How fresh is this, Dave? When did this ostensibly happen?
I think I saw the post around the 12th, and I'm not claiming that they didn't.
So a couple weeks.
They may have posted some stuff afterwards. I don't know. I'm just saying I didn't see it. But
Melanie
really
is also saying she didn't see anything.
Well, right, I didn't see it, but that doesn't mean anything because I don't know.
Well, what it does mean is that the Manchester activists, God bless them, are just incapable.
No, it doesn't, because that doesn't mean that I don't have the person who posted it blocked or they don't have me blocked.
No. What I was going to say is, what it does mean is they are incapable of effectively sharing what it is that they're doing. If you're doing something, put it out there for the people out there to see you doing it. I mean, it's great that you went out and you picked up litter. That's cool. I'm not saying you should always, you know, tout from the rooftops that you're doing something nice. But you're also doing activism at the same time, right? Because it wasn't just a litter pickup. It was an open carry litter pickup. And that's an activist event. We are doing a movement here of migrating people who love liberty, libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists. We want to attract them here, or at least I think we do. I mean, I don't speak for everybody, but I would think that the people who moved here to do activism would like to attract other like-minded people here to do activism. So here's an idea. Take a flipping picture of what it is that you did and then put it up on a blog site. You can get a WordPress site for free.
Facebook is relatively easy to set up.
Facebook is not a blog
site.
Facebook is not an effective way. WordPress.com. Facebook is not an effective way of sharing things, because when you follow somebody on Facebook or you follow a page, Facebook throttles back the ability to share to all of your so-called followers, which is a joke, or likers, or whatever you want to call them. So you don't even reach 1% of the number of people. Like, Mark, what is it, 90,000 followers or so on the Free Talk Live Facebook page?
96, yeah.
If you were to just post any random picture,
pages that are different than personal.
It's
sites.
True of personals as well. If you post to your
all
personal
I'm saying
profile,
is
only a fraction. That is like that is ridiculous to say it's better than nothing. Yeah, that's true. It's better than nothing. But if you want people to see what you're doing, you should put it on a platform where they can actually see it, where they can actually subscribe to every single post. If you go to freekeen.com and you put your email address in on the top right and subscribe to that, you will get an email every single time a post happens. If you follow Free Talk Live on Mastodon or on Twitter, you will get a notification in your feed whenever we do something, whenever we post it. That is not true of Facebook.
YouTube, also, you'll get a notification if you want.
It is if you select that you can select your pages to get notifications.
Oh, really? Is that still a feature that they allow? So, okay, so if you beg everybody to go and everybody who's already taken the time to click like and follow you, now you have to tell them to go and hover over something, scroll down, and then click get notifications, and then maybe you'll get a notification for it.
Hey, if Facebook I'm not here like to defend it. Facebook. I'm just saying that it's most people have a Facebook account,
yeah,
and it's easy
don't
to post.
Don't do what's
it.
Easy. It's not that hard, okay? It may be a little bit harder than just posting on your Facebook, but you're going to have more people see it if you put it in a place where people can go and find things that you wanted to, you know, and follow you. What I'm saying is here, the people in a lot of the areas of New Hampshire have absolutely failed to publicly share, because a lot of people just share on their personal, you know, profiles. Nobody from, you know, the liberty movement across the country is going to be able to see that if they don't already know you. So if you want people to see what's happening, you got to put it out there. Dave understands this. He's got a YouTube channel. Anybody can subscribe to those YouTube videos on RidleyReport.com. I've got a website, Free Keen, and so whatever I put on there, the people who subscribe to it get that information whenever it's there. That's all I'm saying. It's been an abject failure, and it's been going on the entire time I've lived here. There have been a couple of attempts where some Manchester activists started a website called Free Manch. It went for a little bit, then it failed, then they brought it back a few years later, and it failed again. And part of the reason it failed was because every time they tried it, they had this centralized command and control structure set up where some editor class person had to go over and approve every single submitted post from all of their bloggers. And, of course, that created a backlog or, you know, somebody dropped the ball somewhere. So you couldn't just post. Like, Melanie, if you post a Free Keen, you just post. It's there.
There, yeah.
Okay, you don't, nobody approves the post. But that, you know, it didn't work out. And they tried it like two or three different times over the last 10 years. So anyway, that's my gripe about activists. They just don't, they're not promoting themselves, and it's a shame.
Lynn Dighton used to say that winning the Battle of Britain was only slightly more important than making sure the world knew they were winning the Battle of Britain.
Yep, exactly.
So that's true, and that's why I focus more on letting people know what happened than doing things myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and you can't let somebody know what happened if you don't actually know it happened, because there's no evidence for it, because you weren't there to see it happen, Dave, and apparently anybody else that was there didn't bother to take a picture. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm sorry, there's no excuse. Everybody's got a damn cell phone these days, so you got the camera with you. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump on Monday expressed respect for the service of Senator John McCain, who died Saturday and then signed a proclamation to fly the flag at half-staff. Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also took to the Senate floor to remember McCain.
We suspected for some time that we'd bid farewell to our colleague, the senior senator from Arizona, John McCain. John took full advantage of the months since his diagnosis. His hard work continued, but happy reminiscing, fond farewells, final reflections, and time with family actually came to the fore.
President Trump announced a trade understanding with Mexico that could lead to the overhaul of NAFTA. The president also wants to get rid of the name NAFTA. The trade understanding with Mexico does open the door for more negotiations on trade with Canada. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
By the way, I want you to know about CryptoTip. You go to CryptoTip.org if you are a cryptocurrency advocate, if you're a fan of cryptocurrencies, and you want to help introduce other people to cryptocurrency in real life. CryptoTip is, in my opinion, the best tool I've come across to utilize crypto in real life, to spread to new people, to people you don't know. You know, it's one thing to talk to your coworkers or your family members or, you know, people you interact with regularly.
Which is great. Please do that.
Sure, but they're probably tired of hearing about crypto by now. So if you want to reach out to people who you don't
know.
Here's
a tip. Don't keep telling them over and over again. If you just got in when I told you to, you'd be a millionaire by now.
Yeah, that's not a good approach.
Yeah. A little painful.
So if you go to CryptoTip.org, you can print out business card-sized paper tips that are super easy for the recipient to use. There's a little QR code, a URL on there they can scan. And it'll explain to them the basics of cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin Cash or Dash. And it'll allow them to set up a wallet on their smartphone or their home computer or laptop. And kind of like takes them through the basics of crypto. and then it'll allow them to redeem their tip. They'll be able to collect the Bitcoin Cash or the Dash that you leave for them. And those are the two cryptocurrencies that the site currently supports. So we launched originally with just one, which was Dash, and then just recently, just within the last week or so, Bitcoin Cash became a thing. And so now
awesome.
All you Bitcoin cashers out there, some of you asked for this, and it was something I wanted to do. I just didn't want to start with two currencies. I wanted to just make sure that, you know, we got the site up and running and everything was fine before we added our second one. So I would say the site is officially out of public beta. It's, you know, it's a thing now. We're announcing it. You can use it. It works, and it works well. So if you want to share cryptocurrency with people, be generous. Remember, when you're using the crypto tip, to leave a generous cash tip. This is one of the most, in my opinion, most important aspects of this. Remember, you don't get to use a crypto tip as your excuse not to tip with cash. You should go ahead and leave a good, you know, 20% cash tip if you're at a restaurant or something like that, and then leave the crypto tip on top as a bonus. That way, the server will actually take
more
you
likely
seriously.
Pay attention.
Yeah, they're going to look at this thing rather than if you just leave a crypto tip, they're going to think you stiffed them, and they're going to angrily crumple it up and throw it in the garbage. So if you want them to actually look at what you're sharing with them, leave a good cash tip, leave the crypto tip on top, and make the crypto tip, if you can afford it, you know, make it 5, 10. Maybe even 15 or more dollars worth of crypto, because the odds are you're going to have to lay down a dozen of these before one person's going to actually collect it. So keep that in mind. You're not going to likely get 100% collections on these things.
No, probably not.
So we're still in the early days of cryptocurrency, and this is a great way to
spread it. I wonder how many people hold on to them saying, I have some Bitcoin now.
It does say it expires right there on the tip. So if they hold on to it, they didn't look real closely at it because it's right there at the bottom. And that is one of the nice things about the crypto tip is when you hand these things out, they have an expiration date on them. You put in your crypto wallet address when you signed up for them. And so once the date of expiration comes up, bing. You get the money back, whatever it was that wasn't collected.
Yeah.
So, really, you want to talk about low risk, this is a great way to get crypto out into people's hands. And I would love to hear other people, like, how else can you use this? I mean, obviously we designed this for tipping. That was kind of the intention. But I was thinking stocking stuffer. You know, you got grandkids or kids at Christmas time or birthdays or whatever. What a great way to physically hand them something that they can collect as cryptocurrency. So what else, you know, can you come up with to think of as far as how you can utilize this? Because, you know, in some places, people don't tip. It's in a lot of countries in the world, tipping just isn't even a thing. Could you use this to just, you know, give to people that you want to share cryptocurrency with? And in what creative ways have you come up with to do that? If you want to share that, you're welcome to call us up at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I know there's an activist around here who's kind of known for going and putting flyers into books at libraries. Now, obviously, you probably want to do longer than a month expiration period on something like that. But if you put, you know, crypto tips in tech books or, you know, tech magazines or something like that at the public library. I'm just thinking of ideas here. So cryptotip.org, head on over there and you can create your tips. And you can do it for free if you want. There's a zero cost option. Anything you do above zero as a tip to the site goes to our wonderful developer who put it together. Cryptotip.org. Again, it supports Dash and Bitcoin Cash. Let's go to John in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live listening to LRN.FM. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
I take no pleasure from the death of John McCain, but I'm appalled by the outpouring of special reverence for him.
Are you surprised? I mean, it's not uncommon.
The flag wasn't half-staff at the White House. Apparently,
it was
that
not.
That caused some kind of hubbub.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but the White House was uninvited from the funeral, so I don't know.
Interesting. Good for
them. Well, I'm not surprised, but I think the special reverence for John McCain ultimately all stems from the fact that he was tortured as a POW in Vietnam.
Mm.
That's something he's always been revered for. But I would point out that he was basically tortured for bombing Hanoi, something that was immoral for him to do. Now, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured and tortured for helping bring down the World Trade Center. Does that make Khalid Sheikh Mohammed a hero?
Clearly not.
I mean, I think John McCain was mostly revered for dying because that's a weird thing that people do.
I don't know if it's weird if everyone does it. I don't think you can qualify dying as weird.
No, it's and weird to just revere people because they died.
Ah, well, generally they revere politicians for this. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm talking about a reverence that has surrounded him his entire career and, yeah. is outpouring in a very big way right now. He's a great patriot because he was tortured by people he was bombing.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely something that touches people for whatever reason, because they have this mythology surrounding the U.S. military, the idea that everybody in the military is a hero because they're following the orders of politicians and putting their lives on the line for fruitless, pointless purposes.
And, well, that's right. And McCain was actually very clear about that. He said about his own torturers that he didn't blame them because there was a war on. So he's saying that even his torturers were fine because they were just following orders.
Just doing their job.
Yeah, that's a really deep state of statism where you're like, it's okay for those people on the other side to do what they do because, you know, it's all war and it's all fine and, you know, these...
I mean, I will say that's a particularly honest way of looking at it. I mean, so from the standpoint of statism, I understand why you would worship the military. Like, that at least makes sense under the statist theology. But John McCain, as I understand it, flipped while he was in Vietnam.
I don't know.
Flipped on what?
They gave
whatever info they wanted.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, he was being tortured.
No, hey, I would too. I would be like, what do you want? Here it is, whatever. But that's kind of from the standpoint of an anarchist, where I'm like, I don't care about the U.S.
Well, and they're ripping your fingernails off. It doesn't matter if you're a statist or not. You're going to do it.
I got to say,
if I got to pick my favorite government, communist to Vietnam isn't going to be high on my list.
Yeah, but if I'm sitting in Vietnam being tortured and they're like, tell me about the U.S., I'm going to tell them whatever they want to know.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything.
Yeah, so it's kind of useless because I don't know. But then what I would not do is turn around and be like, look how awesome of a veteran I am. Let me go hang out with veterans and sing songs about bombing other countries. I would not do that after flipping in Vietnam.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. Well, McCain got a lot of credit from a lot of people for opposing torture by the Bush administration.
Yeah.
But he never called for the prosecution of people who directly engaged in torture or ordered it because, well, they're just following orders. That's the law.
Right. And if it wasn't illegal when they did it, it's kind of hard to prosecute them.
Great points tonight, John. Thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts. Yeah, no doubt.
That's not at all
just following orders. Thank you, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The
because Germany was conquered at that point.
855-450 free like freedom. We can continue in moments. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever is on your mind. And that number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio tonight. We go back to the phones, to the fun. Coming up, family leave. Melanie is fired up on that issue. We will find out what that's all about, what's upsetting to her. But first, it's Mike in Virginia. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Ian. You weren't in last night when I called back in response to your request that I do so. But I have a question and a kind of an update. Today's Washington Post covered a story about this former ambassador to the United States from the Vatican who has accused a cardinal cardinal in Washington of all kinds of heinous crimes. Here's the problem. We recognize this this cult of pedophiles as a sovereign nation. We exchange ambassadors with this so-called sovereign nation, and one one of their former ambassadors is telling us about crimes going on in our country by clerics who have not registered as foreign agents, as they are required under the law, clerics who have sworn submission and obedience to the head of that foreign state, which they call the Vatican. And we're not hearing anything from the Trump administration as to what it's going to do to stop this lawlessness going on inside our country by these foreign powers, these agents of a foreign power.
What would you propose?
These agents of a foreign power who have refused to abide by a law to register as foreign agents.
Okay, but what would you propose?
Here it is. If you have sworn submission and obedience to the head of a foreign state, you either register now or turn yourself in to be arrested, just like Paul Manafort was just convicted for doing the same thing.
I'm not saying you didn't bring up an interesting point here, that priests would be necessarily agents of a foreign power, the Vatican. I think that's fascinating. But don't we already know it, and what's the point in having them register?
Well, what's the point of obeying any law?
Well, I don't think there's any point to that. Suck. You're calling the wrong show for
right.
that.
Right. This is probably not the show to ask that question.
No. Here's the point. We have in the White House someone trying to tear down our national security state.
What?
He is married. He is married.
What kind of ridiculous statement is that?
Well, I mean, Barack Obama didn't go after the priests either.
Well, look. Barack Obama is himself an undercover priest, as far as I can tell.
Catholic priest.
Undercover, absolutely. Oh, he behaves.
I don't know
like
if that's like, even physically possible, because a priest is kind of a it's like saying I'm an undercover news anchor. That doesn't make any sense.
I gotta say, you are a great caller. If this isn't some kind of lampoon, I don't know what it is. It's glorious.
No. Let's go to the point.
Yeah.
The point is this. We have this hypocrisy operating on the side of lawlessness that calls itself the Trump administration. Now, Paul...
Which basically is doing the same thing the Obama administration did.
Paul Manafort has just been convicted. Now, they're talking about pardoning him. I think we need to start talking about Cardinal Donald Trump, not President Donald Trump, because that's how he's acting.
So wait, is Donald Trump with the Russians, or is he with the Vatican City?
Donald Trump was with the Germans first. His grandfather was an undercover agent for Kaiser Wilhelm. That we have confirmed. Now, when the Russians found this out, when they took captive Nazi officers, when they found out that the Trump family was a sleeper cell family for the Kaiser, they began focusing on the Trump family. They've got them wrapped up.
So wait. Who's got them wrapped up? The Catholic Church?
The Russians knew that they
could
compromise.
Okay, but when did he become a pope? Or, excuse me, what was it, cardinal? Secret
what
cardinal?
What I'm saying is this.
When did that happen? Was it after the Russians co-opted him, or was it before?
The situation was this. Donald Trump was handed the job of carrying out Kaiser Wilhelm's dictum.
That's some old
for
orders.
Mexico.
Isn't Kaiser Wilhelm, wasn't he related to the Queen of England?
They're all related.
It doesn't matter. Royalty. This is a power
I'm pretty
game.
Sure it doesn't. You're right.
Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
I'm just trying to do the math in my head. My mother's probably about Donald Trump's age.
Okay.
And
he's what, in his 70s?
He's in his
70s.
70s.
Yeah. 74 or something.
My mother's 77.
Okay.
Her grandfather would have probably not been old enough to be trusted by Kaiser Wilhelm for much of anything. I'm just trying to think that, you know, like, it would, like, great-grandfather.
No, he was saying
maybe.
He was following the orders given to his grandfather.
Right, I mean, how many orders given to your grandfather are you following?
Right?
I mean, the only thing in that call that made any sense at all was the foreign agent registration. I think he has a point there. Vatican is considered a country.
Yeah, but it's always been an odd country. It's a country that's, like, less than a square mile.
That's true.
It really, true. By all other standards, it should be classified as a micronation.
Yeah, well, I mean, it shouldn't be classified, frankly, as anything. It, you know, it's.
Well, why can't they have a nation if they want to be a nation?
They can.
Nobody should be able to be a nation.
Well,
they don't function like a nation. They function like a neighborhood in Rome.
Do they not have their own police department?
Yes, they do have their own police
department. They have
their
own army.
They have their own security force.
Okay, so what is it that is not nation-like about them?
They do they generate their own power?
They kind of exist at the tolerance of the surrounding Italy.
Do they mine? They don't drill their own water. They really have nothing for.
So
resources.
You're saying you have to be more independent to?
I would say that. Well, yeah, I mean, so, to really claim sovereignty.
Yeah.
Sovereignty suggests some level of independence.
Is Venezuela independent these days? I mean, they can barely even find toilet paper.
Well, that's the people. That has nothing to do with the government.
It has everything to do with the government. The government has...
The government's causing the situation, but the health of the people has nothing to do with the health of the government.
Expect these poverty-stricken people in Venezuela to take care of that whole sovereignty issue that the government has relatively short.
Well, I hope so, but it's, you know, it's been a long time that Venezuela has been getting much, much worse.
People of Cuba suffered a long time, too. The people of Russia suffered a long time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I hope it happens as soon as you're saying that it might. But unfortunately, it doesn't appear that. Well, you know, it's one of those things where it's just the ball's gonna drop and it's gonna happen. You know, it's gonna just like the wall came down in Berlin.
Either Maduro will be hoisted on his own petard and you know.
I think that hurts.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Especially
whatever a petard is. What is a petard?
If somebody's gonna put you on a petard, they're gonna put it someplace that.
What is it? What is a petard? Hurts. I've heard the saying. I know the colloquialism, but I don't actually know what a petard is. Is it P-E-T-A-R-D?
I think it's the spear upon which one puts a little flag. So like the pointy, you know, like the flag poles with a point at the top?
Yeah, kind of fire. Well, no, it says here a petard is a small bomb.
Bomb?
According to dictionary here, according to Google, a small bomb made of a metal or wooden box filled with powder used to blast down a door or to make a hole in a wall. It doesn't really make sense with the saying, though. Maybe there's another definition that...
but I'd like to welcome all the NSA agents that are now joining us.
Hoisted from his own petard is a speech from William Shakespeare's play Hamlet.
And Shakespeare's older than 16th century, which is what the French, what a bomb is.
The phrase's meaning is literally that the bomb maker, a petard is a small explosive device, is blown up, hoisted off the ground with his own bomb.
All right.
It indicates an ironic reversal or poetic justice.
I love how I had such a detailed, incorrect definition of what a petard is.
There's more coming up here. Hour number three. Next, it's Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.